This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there getting the job done coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way, and Twitter, at Captain's America. And let's not forget either the website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Go over there. Take a look at all the stuff we have over there. Well, a little quieter start to this hour because the bar is shut down. Good morning to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California IA.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values, and we're going to let you remember that because that's just the way it is. And by the way, for the guy that doesn't like us saying the pledge, that's the second time. Keep counting. You'll hear it at least one more time.
That's right. Oh, boy. I'm unbelievable.
And by the way, I received nothing but supportive emails for the fact that we do say the pledge because nobody else is doing it.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, I was thinking about this throughout the show tonight. And, you know, saying the Pledge of Allegiance is just a great thing about American unity.
It's an honor.
Yeah, it's an honor. Exactly. And it's not a political stance. It's a we the people. It's a United States of America stance. It's the pledge. And what it does is it should unify all Americans.
Yep. Now, Juneteenth is now a federal holiday starting next year. The holiday commemorates the day in 1865 when slaves in Texas finally got word. The Civil War had ended, and they were then freed 2 months after the Confederacy had already surrendered.
Well, that's exactly right. And so this has been in the making for a long, long time. There have been several people who have been working towards this to get Juneteenth to be a federal holiday.
They tried this during Obama's administration.
That's true. I think in Texas it's already a state holiday, I believe. So, obviously this is a very important day. This is June 19th, 1865. That's the day when the Union soldiers were able to bring the news to slaves in Galveston that they had been freed, and this had happened back in the Emancipation Proclamation back in 1863. And so, Captain, it is a great day to celebrate in America because America freed the slaves. This was an amazing thing that happened in our history. And so, yes, and especially back then, during those times, it took a long time for news to travel and so forth. And obviously the Civil War continued on even after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yep.
But this has been a long time coming, and I think a lot of Americans are going to be remembering, the course of history that the United States took back in those days.
Now, an internal poll done by the GOP reveals that two-thirds of the GOP voters suspect that the critical race theory will, in fact, make U.S. race relations much worse as more states ban it. Finding out about it.
Well, you know, Captain, yes, the whole idea, and of course it gets the initials CRT, and in many ways we could replace those with cultural revolution theory, only because we're seeing the kind of tactics used that are not totally dissimilar to the idea of the Cultural Revolution in China, for example. But critical race theory is a real departure from American history. Because what I learned American history, as you did, as so many of us did, we learned American history warts and all. It was never covered up that America had slavery, that America, it had this going on of terrible scourge for many, many hundreds of years. But, of course, the idea is that America moves in the right moral direction. And so critical race theory seems to take the position that America is already irredeemable. And that's not the perspective of American history, I think, that is the proper one.
Now, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, has demanded that the Biden administration return the border wall land that was seized by the federal government so that Texas can get on with building the border wall exactly in the same position that it's in now. Otherwise, they'll have to back off the current border wall by a few feet, is my understanding, to build the new one that Texas is going to build.
You know, isn't this something? And here we see, I mean, obviously, there is a border crisis. The Biden administration wholeheartedly caused this crisis.
Sure
because
did.
It reversed the policies. It knew exactly what it was doing. This isn't a fluke. This isn't suddenly there were more caravans and things like that. It didn't just begin to happen. There was a very clear reversal of policies and messaging that came through, no matter what Vice President Harris says, by saying, don't come. Don't come.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very emphatic, number one. So that's right. So to quibble over this kind of thing when we have the kinds of human tragedies that we're seeing unfold is really bad.
Well, guess what they did on top of that yesterday, and then we'll have to go to our break because I hear the music coming up. They turned around and relaxed the asylum rule that President Donald Trump had put in there and had made it tougher under asylum to stay here. They relaxed the asylum rules, so there'll be more people coming in right now. And get this, they'll even fly them into the country from wherever they're at. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Mr. Mark has been down all week long. He's coming back today out of Key West, back to his palatial estate north of Atlanta there in Georgia, so he can do his Armed America radio show, the Monster Cast, on Sunday nights, heard from 8 to 11 on many stations across the country, some of the ones I'm on right now. And, by the way, we had the honor of being on the show, both Kyle and myself, on Monday when I guest hosted the program and the Daily Defense program. So I appreciate that very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, in particular, Mike Lindell, who is going to be down here in Tampa in a few weeks with President Donald Trump at a big old rally we're going to have in Tampa. We'll know more about that soon, and when we do, I'll start talking about it more specifically. But if you don't know what a MyPillow is, you don't know what you're missing and all the different things that MyPillow has to offer. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the products they have. And when it says enter your promo code for the deep discount that you'll get on whatever it is, you enter the code CAPTAIN. It's that simple, CAPTAIN. And that'll give you the discount on the product. You'll save a bunch of money. You'll wind up with a quality product, and you'll be very happy you did it. Now, so far, I've gotten the MyPillow Premium Pillows, I've gotten the six-piece MyPillow towel set, and I've gotten the mattress topper. And boy, I'm telling you, the last one was the mattress topper, was a creme de la creme. And today, supposedly, my slippers are coming. kind of like a pair of sandal slippers type deals. They're coming. And I've also got the sheets coming, Jesus sheets that they have there. So I'm waiting to see what that's all going to be about. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, or you can go to the website, mypillow.com. Remember, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Enter that promo code, and you'll save yourself a bunch of money. And, Kyle, what do you know about MyPillow?
Well, I've had a MyPillow for a long time, and it absolutely is the best pillow that I've ever had. You can just get a great night's sleep with it. It's much better than any pillow that I've ever had in my life. But I'll tell you this, too, that you talk about the pillow topper. You know, Captain, one of the neat things about that is that it's designed to help regulate your body temperature throughout the night. I think that is really cool. And
yeah.
It keeps you cool. That's the cool thing.
Well, 80 to 85 degrees at night, you know, some people are sleeping with their windows open. They turn off the air. That's fine if you want to do that. But instead of waking up in a sweat, that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, exactly right. And so that's why people need to check this out. Obviously, MyPillow.com, folks, deep discounts, and you'll save a lot of money just by going to MyPillow.com, put in the promo code CAPTAIN.
All right. She might be called Tropical Storm Claudette sometime today. But we definitely have a tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to form, sweep across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, up into Georgia, skirt the Florida Panhandle, with records amount of rain, folks, for the next 72 hours. So please be prepared and get out of all those low-lying areas prior to flooding closer to the Gulf of Mexico. You're going to have to. They probably will be forcing mandatory evacuation here soon. Now, also, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has demanded that Joe Biden returns the border wall land seized by the federal government at a time when we have a number of states, Kyle, that are answering the call to help out Texas by sending police officers, law enforcement officers there to help with the rounding up of the people. And I even was told that one state may send 100 or so National Guardsmen there.
Yes, this is very, very important because obviously if you're becoming overwhelmed, and you know, the Border Patrol officers that are there, other state resources and so forth, it's just getting overwhelmed. And the Biden administration, I'm sure, is completely aware of this. And again, you have to ask the question, why is this happening? Why would the Biden administration, number one, reverse all the policies that were keeping this kind of issue at bay, unless they wanted to have some kind of destabilizing factor here?
Of course they do.
Yeah, so it really is mind-boggling. And this is another reason why, Captain, what is it, almost 87 days now that Vice President Kamala Harris has not gone to the border? Well, they don't want any spotlight on the border. They don't want any more stories about the border. All they want to do is be able to provide a narrative about global warming and people coming from Guatemala because of global warming and this kind of thing. But that's all starting to wear pretty thin, and it's not going to be easy as time goes by here.
Yeah, now something that came out of the NATO summit was the following statement. NATO will treat all cyber attacks against their organizational countries as armed attacks.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed, because obviously there has to be some kind of definition of what an act of war is in regards to cyber attacks. And, of course, the idea of NATO in general is an attack on one is an attack on all.
Yep.
And so this is where you can really begin to marshal forces. I think it was Senator Lindsey Graham talking about the idea that America has a fairly robust offensive capability in this realm, but hasn't used it up to this point, basically.
Now, you know something about this, but 8 million people face foreclosure or eviction beginning July the 1st, as our economic recovery is about to come to a crash simply because of that.
Well, again, because I think you're talking about the moratoriums, I think, starting to come to an end.
Yep.
And at some point, they have to come to an end. It's sad to say, but we understand the COVID-19 emergency, people out of work and so forth, but eventually it all goes up the chain if property owners can't pay their own mortgages because they're not collecting rent or they're so far behind, this kind of thing. So there is a major reckoning coming, but I would suggest, obviously, the number one thing to do with a landlord or lender is communicate with them. Communicate with them about your situation. Communicate with them about how you would make all this, make up for this lost time and lost revenue, and that's the first place to start. But yes, ultimately, I think you may see a lot of evictions. I think that property owners don't really want to have to do evictions, but at the same time, they also have to be able to rent the property they own in order to make their living. So it's a very, very bad situation all around.
Now, I believe that Joe Biden is already a lame duck president. I don't believe he's going to get reelected. I don't believe he's going to run for reelection. I expect one of these times he's going to go to take a step up onto the podium somewhere, and he's going to absolutely fall flat in his face, if not backwards.
Well, we certainly hope not, obviously.
It's obvious.
But what you're talking about, of course, is what we're observing. And as I said earlier in the program, if this was your grandfather, you'd be incredibly concerned about whether or not your grandfather can go up the stairs and down the hallway and travel all these places and do all this stuff and take the beating that you take as the most powerful man in the world.
Did you see him yesterday when he was coming to the podium?
When Kamala
introduced him.
No, I didn't see that clip.
Once again, he took those little shuffle steps to get to the podium.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a sign of the dementia or whatever it is that he's going through. These are all symptoms, little symptoms, and if you know what to look for, they're there. Plus, the deer in the headlights look was there several times, not only over in Geneva, but also with the G7 in England, and it's just beginning to become more and more obvious.
Well, right, and if you were interacting with somebody who was exhibiting those signs, you'd have grave concerns. I did see another clip, though. This is where Joe Biden, I believe it was overseas, but he was sort of walking through a group of people. And
it was in Switzerland.
It was in Switzerland. But then here comes Dr. Jill Biden coming up and sort of motioning to him very, very quickly, come over here. That was what I could see from the clip. And then he goes over and she kind of leads him by the hand.
She grabbed him by the hand and pulled him off.
Yes, exactly.
To get away from the questions.
Right. And so, again, here we go with this is a president who's evidently not supposed to be able to converse with the press. Say what you will about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump had more press availability, I think, collectively, than most presidents over the last few decades, it would seem.
We've been told in the last few days that Joe Biden has got a list of reporters that are authorized to ask questions, and those are the only ones he's supposed to take questions from.
Wow. Well, again, that's also very, very concerning, because the whole gist of this trip to the G7, especially to meet Putin, was the idea that this was democracy and everything was open and all this kind of thing, but yet employing tactics that would be at home, probably, in some other parts of the world.
All right, we'll hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to do a little fire and brimstone because we had a big old Southern Baptist Conference go on this week in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'll tell you what, we're going to tell you what they decided to do. It's a little bit different for them. Rod Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made Juneteenth the nation's 12th official holiday. June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers told slaves that they were free.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take.
It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983. The Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The justices ruled that Texas and other Republican-led states, as well as two individuals, had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. The ruling, which was written by liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, didn't decide whether the individual mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. Registration.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it there, Mr. Frank. And by the way, Mr. Frank will be around hour number four to kick things off this morning. We're going to have quite a conversation with him, and we're going to be talking a lot with him about NATO. And also Russia, because he's got some articles that he wrote there, did a lot of research on. We want to find out a little bit more about that. Now, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics right now, and I will tell you this much. If you want to know what we want to know about our great friends over at the Everglades Equipment Group, you know, they've got six locations in Florida, and nothing runs like a deer. Now, when I was born and brought up on the farm that we were on, my dad had a bunch of John Deere's, and I still see him out there working very hard for America. Of course, it is an American-made product. And the thing about Everglades Equipment Group is they've got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And that's all you ask for when you're in agriculture or whatever.
And by the way, property owners, residential people, you need a leaf blower? They got them. You need a chainsaw? They got them. You need something else in the way of small equipment? Got that, too. Need a push mower? Got that for sure. How about a riding lawnmower? Yep, they've got them. And then how about if you got a bigger piece of land or whatnot to mow, maybe you want that 60-inch deck on that little tractor to run around with, that 20-horsepower tractor. Well, they got that and a lot more. And by the way, you can also rent or lease the equipment if you're in the business. So they have that option there, too. So Everglades Equipment Group, the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Just tell them the captain sent you, and that'll open the door wide open for a lot of stuff. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, there was a press release that came out about Citgo and the fact that they're having to pay, what is it, a $20 million fine?
Yes, a $19.7 million fine, all this in because, Captain, back in June of 2006, there was an oil spill into the Calcasieu River, and this, of course, is part of Citgo's facility on Lake Charles, I believe.
Yeah.
And it dumped some 54,000 barrels of what's called slop oil and untold millions of gallons, we understand, of oily wastewater that went through one of their containment berms, a secondary containment berm, and went into the adjacent waterways in the Calcasieu River. So this went all the way down, and I believe it polluted along the coastline all the coastline of Louisiana. So it killed the birds and fish and aquatic life. All kinds of things, terrible oil spill. So they have paid $19.7 million fine for all of this.
Yeah, and it's a shame that that had to happen, but at least they were held accountable, and hopefully it'll never happen again, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Well, now, y'all land was busy this week, Nashville, Tennessee, because when the Southern Baptists met in Nashville this week, they decided that a moderate, not a conservative, will lead the denomination for the next couple of years. But they only debated what was perhaps the most controversial issue before them, and that was the critical race theory.
Very interesting. That's right. Well, again, the idea of the critical race theory seems to be something that it starts with a premise, at least from what I understand of it, about the nature of the United States, the people that live here, and so forth. It's not good.
Let's back up. It is socialist in nature, communist by the strict definition of what communism is. It is not good for America. It is not anything positive for America. Doesn't need to be taught, needs to be thrown in the trash can where it came from.
Well, right, but it's also being presented through the lens of racism to make it such that any
criticism... It's called division. It's not racism, Kyle. It's division.
Well, division, yeah, but it's using that as the fulcrum for that.
Yeah.
And so any criticism of critical race theory adds up to getting called a racist, basically. It's very sad.
Yep. Now, something interesting was the St. Louis couple who gained notoriety for pointing guns at a mob of anti-police rioters who broke into their neighborhood last year, all of a sudden pleaded guilty yesterday to misdemeanor charges and agreed to give up their weapons that they used during the confrontation. Now, these were the McCloskeys, and I find this to be quite interesting.
Yes, very much so, because, again, given the general set of circumstances, a lot of people had thought that they were trying to protect their property, their rights, their lives, all together. But evidently, I think they're going to pay a fine and also some additional penalties on a separate misdemeanor charge.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines here. Is this Mary?
Hi. I did have a question for Professor Kyle, please. The color revolution that has been started by the United States CIA overseas and in many other countries, that's almost what it looks like is happening here in the United States. It's called the color revolution. Can you speak about that, please?
Tit for tat is what it is.
Say again, Captain?
It's tit for tat is what it is. What they do to us, we do to them.
Right, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, we'll find out more about this. I think that, obviously, you know, the idea that I think it's been used before, for example, the Soviet Union, this kind of thing, or is the same basic idea. Yeah, we'll find out more and talk about it.
It's part of the communist playbook, and people need to understand that.
Well, exactly. And that's why, you know, there was a woman who spoke, I think it was at a Virginia school board. I could be wrong about that, but she was from China. She had grown up under Mao Zedong.
Correct.
And she talked about the idea of the almost one-to-one correspondence, the way she was describing it, between the Cultural Revolution and critical race theory, for example, and simply replacing the idea of class with the idea of race. And being able to try to accomplish basically the same kind of thing. So it's very insidious.
Now, President Joe Biden's Department of Justice is attacking a new West Virginia law that bans boys who claim to be girls from competing in female sports. I hope they leave that the hell alone.
Well, right, right. I think most people across the highways and byways believe that that biological people should compete against one another.
And then there was some big news that came out of Portland, Oregon last night, and this is not good. You think you got problems in Portland with all that's been going on there? Well, Portland's police department riot team resigned, the whole team, after one of their officers was charged and indicted in an assault of a video photographer who was told to get out of an area, didn't, and then the police officer physically removed him as Portland reels from the deadly gang violence amidst the calls to defund the police. People there are scared.
Well, of course they're scared, and this whole thing has to do, I think, with the idea that a baton was used in that incident.
Big deal.
So this is what it centers around, but you're right. I think people are scared. They see exactly what can happen in the streets of their own city, and so many cities that we saw over last summer, and it's very, very concerning.
If you're in an area where a riot has just been declared, which is what happened, and you're told to clear the area, which is what they were told, and you're going to stand there and then even try to argue or subvert the authority of the police officer, you deserve whatever you're going to get.
Well, it's very sad because emotions run so high, but you're right. You don't want to be in an area.
Let's talk before we go to break about your embattled governor out there, Gavin Newsom. He apparently has launched his first major ad blitz in a bid to survive the recall. He's giving everybody the kitchen sink, all kinds of money, telling them how great things are, opening up California, but he's not getting rid of his emergency powers, which means he could shut it down just like you snap your finger.
Well, sure. That's why, you know, we're monitoring any news about the so-called variant, you know, especially the Delta variant, because that would be something that could be used in regards to that. But you're right. Gavin Newsom, he's trying to make nice now with the people of California. But depending on how the mail-in ballots go, because that's a big thing that he's keeping in place for the recall, the mail-in ballots. And we all know how critically, you know, flawed that can truly be, but because he believes he has an advantage. But yes, I think that he pushed the people of California too far, and it's going to, this is why he's acting the way that he's acting, because he is actually scared. He's not going through the motions on this.
No, and the people need to vote him the hell out and put somebody else in there. You need to don't buy the lie with what this guy's trying to sell. He's bad, bad, bad for California.
Well, that's true. Very true. And I think that he's also fighting for the rest of his political career. He wants to go further than governor, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, not on my watch. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, going to take another look at the highways and byways out there and give you another update on the storm in the Gulf and what could happen there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Now it's time for the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Flying J or the pilot nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee. All you got to do is tell them you were listening to me, the Captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get that free cup of coffee. By the way, don't forget to become a member of the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And if you're an RVer, they've got an RV club too, where you can actually get a discount on your fuel. The more fuel you buy, the cheaper it is. So do that and you'll be glad. All right, here we go. Going to crank it up, fire it up, and grab some gears, and away we go.
Rolling down the
that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. And it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a like a sub of a guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Yeah, Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road. He's going to make it home tonight. Now, that is an oldie but goodie and still holds true today there, Mr. Kyle.
That's right. It sure does. It really does. I like that song.
All righty. And hello to Cousin Vinny in the chat room. Haven't heard from him in a while. And there he is.
That's right. Yeah. Hello, Cousin.
All right. Got to mention this and then we'll turn you loose. A large dome of high pressure will continue the sweltering heat in parts of the West and the central plains. Meanwhile, a cold front will produce severe thunderstorms capable of all hazards the next few days from the mid-upper Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes. And finally, we have a tropical cyclone, soon to be called Claudette, which probably will be named such this morning, and it's going to be coming across the Gulf. Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, you need to pay close attention to this. You are going to get dumped on with rain, record-breaking rain. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Record-breaking rain to record-breaking heat. We have a lot of that out west, again, because of that high-pressure system that remains. And as we're watching over the American West today, especially the American Southwest, we see nothing but red. It's hot literally everywhere. If I told you it was going to be 96 degrees tomorrow somewhere, you'd know it was going to be very hot. But right now it's 96 degrees in the Las Vegas Strip. It's 97 in Phoenix right now. Now, tomorrow in Phoenix, it's going to be at least 115. That's what the forecast is. It's about the same in Las Vegas. We've got excessive heat warnings all throughout northern and southern California, all throughout the state of Utah, Nevada, and most of the state of Arizona, and most of, get this, western Colorado as well, especially in Grand Junction. Very odd for them to have the excessive heat warnings, but the long I-70 there, you definitely are going to encounter it. Death Valley came in at about 128 degrees. So, again, be very careful out there all throughout the West, but also in places where you may have power outages and so forth, don't forget to check on your neighbors, especially if they might be older.
Yeah.
To make sure that they're okay in the heat.
Okay, let's start with the high heat in the middle part of the country. I-70, if you're coming through Kansas City, going across through Missouri, Columbia, over to St. Louis, over to Effingham, Illinois, you're going to have high heat all the way across through there, so the advisors are there. You've also got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and flood watches and warnings in the northeastern part of Iowa, across the southern part of Wisconsin, to include Milwaukee in that. And then we've got some unsettled weather conditions today, going to be in the central part of Minnesota and the upper part of Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan. Got some rain being forecast right now up in the mountains of West Virginia, as well as some inclement conditions around the metroplex of Dallas, San Antonio. We've got some poor air quality there, as well as Houston, and down along the coastline, we've got some fog now down towards Brownsville. Now, this storm, this system, is expected to produce heavy rainfall, considerable flash urban and small stream flooding beginning Friday and continuing through the weekend, all weekend long along the central Gulf Coast, spreading northeastward into the southern Appalachians. To begin with, the main areas affected are going to be Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the westernmost panhandle of Florida. Now, tropical storm conditions are expected to begin sometime later today, Friday, in areas near and well to the east of the center, along portions of the central Gulf Coast from intercoastal city Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida border, including New Orleans. Now, we've got affiliates all through that area, in New Orleans, in Slidell, in Pascagoula, in Mobile, in Pensacola. And you people listening to us right now, this is nothing to monkey around with. This is record-breaking rain coming your way. If they tell you to get out, don't argue with them. Get out. Grab everything you can. Do not go north, because the weather's going to follow you. Either go over to the east of about I-75 and I-10, or go to the west over into Texas, and you'll be out of it. That's where you need to go. Do not go north. And, Kyle, tell us how you hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, there you go. Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, and, folks, let's not forget that this is nothing to monkey around with. This is only a tropical storm that's coming. It'll be named Claudette, 35-mile-an-hour winds. It'll probably be a tropical storm, possibly in about another hour when we get the next report, maybe in the report after that. But it's going to make that, but it's got lots and lots of rain. All right, let's go to the telephone lines and see what Denise Simon has to say. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How's everything going up there in the Northland?
Okay. You?
All right. Well, I'm down here. We're sweltering hot, and we're thinking about rain, and we had another blast of it yesterday, so we'll see what the heck happens this time. But definitely the situation that we got going on. You know, did you see Dr. Ronnie Jackson call for a cognitive test of our illustrious president?
I read about it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, this is getting much worse with Joe Biden, and people are even on his side of the aisle, are starting to realize that there is a problem there. There was an incident shown yesterday where he was kind of lollygagging around, just kind of smooching it up with a group that was there, and Joe Biden had to turn around, come back, and actually grab him and pull him off to get him to follow where he was supposed to be going.
You mean Jill did?
Yeah, Jill Biden, Jill, to Joe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he had that deal there, wherever the episode was, where he had Kamala Harris. And did you see the way he got up on the stage when he shuffled his feet to get there?
Yeah, if I'm shuffling during the G7.
Yeah, that's all part of the, we're seeing signs of the dementia and whatever else he's got going on there, but that's all part of it.
Well, look. Don't think that people in the White House don't recognize this either. That's why they have designed his access to be what it is. And then, you know, they give him these cue cards, these little cheat sheet notes. They give him teleprompters. Stand here and read. You get to take two questions if you get to take two questions. And these are who you're going to take them from.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's all very contrived. It's a Potemkin village.
Yeah. And the people are now starting to realize that, including the ones that were supporters of his, going, boy, this isn't good. We need to do something.
Well, the media is, you know, they've pretty much figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had it figured out a long time ago just based on what we were seeing.
Well,
Frank Silvato and I have been talking about this for almost a year, but it was obvious. Okay, hold that thought. I'll hang right in there, and folks will be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. When we come back, you know, the Supreme Court was busy yesterday. Arizona, almost as busy. We'll get into what's going on there when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.